And we have contributions to the library and various things like that, and keep up the roads. So the biggest expense is keeping up the roads, mm-hmm. and things like ditch maintenance, mm-hmm. and drainage and that kind of thing. They handle garbage collection.
But you were telling me the other day about...
our taxes are much lower than the city of Houston.
You could send your kids, if you sent your kids to public schools, it would be City of Houston schools?
Right, because we're in the City of Houston and the Spring Branch School District overlap the villages, not on the village boundaries.
Uh-huh.
Houston schools cut off a little corner of two villages,
uh-huh.
and all the rest of the villages are in Spring Branch School
and
District.
And you're in that little corner.
And we're in the tiny little corner. Just, it's the little pocket that sticks out across the bayou, south of the bayou, that's in Houston, because the Spring Branch School District boundary is Buffalo Bayou,
mm-hmm.
and the Houston District is south of that. It also is west of Spring Branch. Spring Branch is a little pocket in a sense, although it's a much bigger pocket than the villages. For instance, my parents have the worst of all possible worlds. They live on Memorial Drive, closer in towards Post Oak Road, and that's where I grew up. And they have City of Houston taxes, which are much higher than village taxes, but they're in the Spring Branch School District, whose taxes are much higher than City of Houston school taxes. So they're paying the highest
uh-huh.
pair of taxes you can, and we're paying the lowest pair of taxes, but we make up for it because we can't use the schools and we have to send our kids to private school at something like $2,000 a year.
You can't legally send your kids to Spring Branch schools.
No, you cannot transfer.
Didn't they have like freedom of choice?
Yes, but freedom of choice was within the district. And it's no longer valid anyway. They ruled that was unconstitutional or something. The judge threw out that plan for integration because although it had worked fairly well for a while and it was the first thing that had ever gotten anybody integrated, they decided it wasn't doing enough, so they would start things like pairing and zoning. And they zoned kids into school districts or into schools. And the pairing ended up only pairing blacks and browns, so the whites avoided most of that. And the zoning, although it integrated quite a bit, still left some areas that were on the fringes of a black or a white district away from the place where the districts touched each other, who were still 95% black or 92% white or something like that, and that still exists.
Where would your kids have to go to school? Tell me the other day, but I didn't really
Okay, know that. Well, you came down Fondren when you came over here. Did you notice at all, close to where you stopped at the stoplight,
uh-huh.
on the west side of Fondren, a barracks-looking building of old temporary wood buildings
mm-hmm.
in a 6-foot chain link fence with barbed wire on it and huge yeah. searchlights? That's the school. That's it.
Where are the kids from, like you tell me about wards 3, 4, and 5? Do they go to school in their
In their wards, yeah. 3rd ward, 4th ward, 5th ward are all center cities. They have no political significance whatever. But since the ward system went out as a political subdivision about 1900 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still known as residential districts, and there are schools in 3rd ward, 4th ward, 5th ward.
But they wouldn't be bussed out.
No, that was one of the things they were talking about. They wanted to start busing, but the only busing that ever got done was under the Freedom of Choice plan, when people decided that they wanted to go to a school of another race, then buses were provided, and that caused a lot of outcry. So that was canceled.
There's no busing in Houston now?
There's some. There's busing to all the paired schools, but again, after they learned that the schools were going to be paired, most of the whites that were supposed to go there moved somewhere else. So it ended up that you'd have an 80% black school paired with a